Thanks, Kenny. The leading crews have just come through a special stage 7, the third one round, Newton Hill just outside Bun Crana. And the headlines coming out of that stage, the boys of Declan and Brian have extended their advantage at the top of the leaderboard. Gary McPhillips is up to second, and there's Joe McMonagall starting to suffer problems with the Skoda Fabia Super 2000. While Brian Brogan's rally seems to be over, he has stopped in there on stage 7. The fastest man on that stage, well, it was Declan Boyd in that Ford Fiesta WRC. 3 minutes 20.5 for the boys in that stage. They went 3 seconds quicker the third run round than what they did on the second, and they've now seen their advantage extended at the top of the overall standings. The next man to come off the stage was Joseph McGonigal. 3 minutes 22 dead for Joseph, but he's suffering problems with the car. The oil temperature and the oil pressure warning lights are on in the Skoda, and he may be in trouble for the remainder of this rally. Gary McPhillips, well, he took 8 seconds out of him, almost 8 seconds. 3 minutes 24.8 was the time for Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, and that's enough to put them up to second overall. Wesley Patterson, 3 minutes 25.9. Daniel McKenna, 3 minutes 27.0. Brian Brogan did not come out of the stage. Mechanical issues has forced himself and Damien McGinnigan to pull the Mark II into the side of the road on stage 7. And Damien Gallagher and Brendan McElhinney are looking to take their Mark II Escort home. They did done a time of 3 minutes and 30 seconds dead in there on stage 7. So as we see it unofficially, in the top standings with 2 stages remaining, the boys of Declan and Brian lead by 1 minute and 22.8 seconds from Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan in the Mark II. The top 2 crews are, of course, former winners of the Harvest, previous Harvest rallies. Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in the Skoda Fabia, they've dropped to 3rd, 2 seconds behind the Escort, but they are suffering oil temperature and oil pressure problems with the Skoda. Wesley Patterson, 4th overall, now just 5.8 seconds adrift of McGonigal in the Escort. Letterkenny's Johnny Baird, of course, on board calling the notes. Then we've got the Toyota GT86 of Daniel McKenna and Gordon Noble. 5th overall, they're around 10 or 11 seconds off the pace of Patterson. And up in the 6th position now is Damien Gallagher and Brendan McElhinney, gaining a place off the back of the misfortune of Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan. And Gallagher is around 11 seconds off the pace of McKenna. So that's how we see it unofficially after 7 stages of the Harvest Rally. 2 more to go. We're going to head now to the end of the penultimate one to see if there's going to be any more change to the top of the leaderboard. But at the front, it's the boys who continue to dominate. Back to the studio.
Highland's coverage of the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally is in association with Campsie Karting Derry, Ireland's only 4-star karting centre.